and Peterhead. We launched the lifeboats within a matter of minutes, and we were tasked to go to a location about 25 miles east of Aberdeen. We were travelling at about 25 knots at top speed. We had been told that a helicopter had ditched in the sea and that there were a number of people in a life raft. The Aberdeen lifeboat arrived on the scene in under an hour, and they found a number of survivors in a life raft. Fortunately for everybody concerned, there were no casualties, there were no injuries, and it would appear that the people who were rescued were in remarkably good spirits considering everything that had happened. The weather at the time was choppy out there. It was wet and windy, not great conditions, but the RNLI volunteers are trained to deal with all types of weather, all types of sea, and all types of scenarios. We took nine people from the life raft onto the Aberdeen lifeboat, and then three of those people were then taken off by helicopter, and they went to Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. The rest of the people that we had on board the Aberdeen lifeboat, we brought back to Aberdeen, and when we got back here, there were doctors and medics waiting to see what condition they were in. The RNLI understands that those survivors who we brought back on the lifeboat were then taken off to be debriefed. The Aberdeen lifeboat spent about 15 minutes involved at the scene in the rescue.